There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Friday. Live local talk over the next couple of hours. Glad to have you along. And actually, show on location today, Good Morning Mattress, Hillcrest Airport. Hopefully, you get a chance to stop on by and see us because we got FM Talk 106.5 huggers. You got to have those. Like when you go to Thanksgiving next week, you're standing around with folks. Oh, yeah, let me show you. I have two different colors of the FM Talk 106.5 hugger. Stop by and pick those up with us out here today. And a lot coming up on the show. Like I said, Director of the Alabama Department of Conservation Natural Resources, Chris Blankenship's going to join us in hour two. $26 million worth of grant money coming to Mobile and Baldwin County for coastal restoration projects. We'll talk about that. Also, like I said, this hour, we're going to dismantle what has been rolled out. This yesterday was the first time people started calling me about it. They said, hey, Sean, did you hear that part of the Biden plan is $200 tax per gun for American citizens? So I did some digging, and we'll get into what the actual facts are on that, and we'll talk about it this hour with you. Plus, by the way, Christmas tree lighting, you got some more going on tonight. I know there was hubbub last night over the Christmas tree lighting in Fairhope. Fairhope, y'all can't, you got to fight about everything now? We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. And I want y'all to say hello to Tina Walker, who is the store manager here at Good Morning Mattress. And a lot to talk about when it comes to, number one, here's how it works. I've just put a picture up of y'all's business here, and I'm already getting questions, people asking me very specific things that y'all have or not. So let's go to the big, Tina, let's go to the big part first. Good Morning Mattress. What do y'all do? What brands do you carry? Like, giving people who have never come in here an idea of what they're going to see.
Okay, well, we carry seven different brands. We carry Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, Ashley, Jameson, Stearns & Foster. So we carry all the major brands. So we've been actually here 17 years, and I've been here 15 years.
So you know your way around those brands you just rolled out. So let's talk about that as people go, okay, there's a lot of brands. Well, why one versus another? I know you're selling them all, but are they how different? What do you people come in and say, I'm this kind of sleeper, and you go, oh, well, you need this kind of mattress? Or how does that work?
Well, it's really, sometimes people think it's complicated, but it's really like this. It's just like cars.
Okay.
Everybody likes their own brands, or they like their own feel. And like in our store, we have about 40 different mattresses on our floor. It is a lot to choose from, but we all are individually just like our cars. We want a different feel. We want a different brand. So, you know, they don't just come in one feel. They come in plush. They come in pillow tops. They come in firm. So we have something out there for everybody, and we also have a price range out there for everybody.
Yeah, that's, and I want to get into that too, because it's an investment folks are making and something they're going to keep around for a while. And I know that, I'll tell you this, the wrong mattress gets your attention. The right mattress does too, but the wrong mattress over the years, traveling places, stay and sleeping on a mattress going, I never want to be on that thing again. And I don't even, you know, sometimes I'll look at the label on that. But the same thing's true now with so many mattresses out there, so many choices that you can find something that you love that's perfect.
Exactly. Exactly.
What do most people, I mean, are most people coming in looking for like firm or a memory foam or a pillow top? Like, what's the most popular thing you hear?
Well, it used to be memory foam was just it. It was like up to 80% memory foam, and then the other 20% was going to be hybrid. Well, now in the last 5 years, the hybrid has took over so good. They have really got a niche on everything feeling perfect on it. So now it's up to about 50% memory foam, 50% hybrid.
Okay, hybrid, tell me. I'm
okay. Okay, so Hybrid, if you're not familiar with mattresses, Hybrid is going to be, it's going to be a foam. Sometime it'll be a memory foam. Sometime it could be a latex, but it's going to be an individually pocketed wrap coil. So it's not going to be like the old timey spring beds. You get on it and you can feel the partner's movement. And you right. might even feel like you fall off the bed, like some commercials.
Yes.
But you'll have that individuality where when your partner gets in the bed, you will not feel them jump on the bed, or just they might be one that just flops on it, and you're, so you won't have to worry about that.
Good. So if I stay up late, I can slide into bed without disturbing anybody.
Exactly.
Good deal. Let's talk about this too on the brands you have. What about supply? You said you had 40 some odd mattresses right
we
now?
We do. We have like 40 on our Florida show, but we are kind of limited right now. All the mattress companies out there due to the COVID. So we've got the situation going on with some of the memory foam we're not getting in stock because of the pandemic. Some of the individual coils or the regular coils we're not. But we do have three or four brands that we're getting weekly if we don't have in stock. So that, and some of them are actually even in a box and you can pick up and take with you. Like the Ashley brand's mm-hmm. been really popular. So if you know about Ashley Furniture, they yeah. also make mattresses. They have a plant actually out of Mississippi that we're getting from. So if we don't have it in stock, we can get it within 2 weeks. It can be either delivered by our professional guys we have, or they can pick it up right and take it in the car with them, because if they don't need the box spring, it'll just be rolled up in a box to take home, and it'll expand out within a few hours.
It's like magic when you see
yeah, it is. It is like magic. And you do have an advantage, because you do, unlike Purple or any of the other brands, and I'm not knocking none of them online, but you can come in the store and actually lay on them and see how they feel.
Right. And so it is an okay thing if we come lay around your store.
Oh, yes, most definitely. We're doing all the pandemic. We're wearing masks. We're Lysol in beds. We're doing hand sanitizing, all the precautions, so nobody will get COVID.
Tina, let's talk about, I know that this means a lot to me, too. Discounts that y'all are offering for first responders and military.
We definitely want to take care of them. They've took care of us all these years, and I know the COVID has just made it that more realistic mm-hmm. about everything, but we do. Our first responders are very important to us, and all the military, all they've got to do is come in and show that they're it. We'll be glad to give them an extra discount, hook them up maybe with some extra goodies. It's according to how much they spend, but they're definitely going to already get a discount.
I like that, and we appreciate that. All right. Tell folks, I've been saying we're at Hillcrest and Airport, but the best way to find y'all?
Yeah, our address is kind of tricky, although, like I said, we've been here 17 years. It puts you down the road. So if you know where Walgreens is at the intersection of Hillcrest, across the street is going to be Power Company. We're like at an angle, so we're between Buffalo Wild Wings and the Chill Yogurt Shop that is now Craze. And kind of out the back door is Shoe Station and Krispy Kreme Donut.
I was waiting for you to say Krispy Kreme. Y'all know where Krispy Kreme is, so you're going to be close to us then, so come on by. And your hours?
We're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6.
All right, very good. So folks can come by and shop tomorrow.
Yes, still not late to come get that. You know, company's coming in for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Still not too late to come on in and get your deals and go ahead and get it delivered or pick it up and take it with you.
Tina, thanks for having us out here.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be checking back in as we are live from Good Morning Mattress right here, like Tina said, near Krispy Kreme. I mean, there's the other places like Walmart and Shoe Station, but like near Krispy Kreme. So come by and see us and grab one of those FM Talk 106.5 huggers and go in and lay on the beds and see what you like. All right, coming right back, we'll break down what the Biden administration says about taxation on individual Americans' guns. Interesting stuff coming up next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile live from Good Morning Mattress right here at Hillcrest and Airport. Hopefully you get a chance to come by and say hello. I thought about this. As you're adding super new mattresses to the house, you're getting rid of maybe some old mattresses, getting rid of junk around your house, that's the time to call my buddy Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They're online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. And yeah, maybe this is your chance to get the junk out of the way before you have family in for the holidays. Maybe you're not going to do what the CDC wants you to do and not have Thanksgiving. Maybe you still have loved ones in. Maybe you got folks who are going to stay over the holiday, and you had what used to be a guest room, which is now that room where everything's piled up on the bed and the out of the closet, and then like a little walkway in there. I hadn't been to your house lately, but I think you may need to check yourself on your guest room. Listen, if you got a bunch of junk inside the house or outside the house, you got a swing set and a playhouse, and your youngest child's in their 30s, maybe it's time to let it go. How do you get rid of it? 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You want to get a storage unit cleaned out, get a house ready to sell? Maybe it's at your business, your office, or at the shop, or something like that. You need the junk gone. That's what my buddy Trey's does. He's been doing it for 12 years in Mobile and Baldwin County, and he is pretty darn good at it. So check it out. Go online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Make that appointment. They'll talk with you about a day that works, a window of time that works for both of y'all. They show up. They quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done. That is how it works. When you see one of their trucks going around from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, that's what's fixing to happen at one of your neighbor's houses. So treat yourself as well. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right. So let's talk about this. This is as it's listed on the Joe Biden website, the President-elect Joe Biden website, the plan to end our gun violence epidemic. So this came yesterday. I heard a couple people talk about it. I think a story had run on our national news. It runs at the beginning and halfway through each hour. So, you know, when you hear the trumpet fanfare, they had talked about it. And then my buddy Mike Ward said something to me. He said, hey, you hear this? They're going to talk about a $200 per gun tax. I said, that's poppycock. That's crazy stuff. Let me dig into this and what's happening here. Well, it's not on every gun, but this is interesting, this push that's being rolled out here. I'm just going to read through what is on the website, and I've made some notes here, and I'd love to hear from you as well this hour at 343-0106. It starts off here. It says, the Biden plan to end our gun violence epidemic. Joe Biden knows that gun violence is a public health epidemic. Almost 40,000 people die as a result of firearm injuries each year in the United States. Now, let me add to this, too, as you talk about, and they'll roll through numbers here on firearm injuries or deaths in a year, that part of that is, well, part of that is suicides on that. So remember that. That makes up part of this number. All right. So it goes on here, a couple paragraphs down. It says, it's within our grasp to end gun violence epidemic and respect the Second Amendment, which is limited. Okay, so that's they're going to respect it, but it's limited. And it says, as president, Biden will pursue constitutional common sense gun safety policies. This is up for debate here. First thing, to hold gun manufacturers accountable. We've gone through this a couple times before. If a gun is used for violence, this is holding the manufacturer of that gun responsible for that. It says, this is their website. It says, in 2005, the then Senator Biden voted against the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, but gun manufacturers successfully lobbied Congress to secure its passage. This is the idea of holding a gun manufacturer civilly liable for a gun being used for violence. They want to bring that back. They've tried before. They're wanting to bring it back in here. All right. Then it goes on to say, get weapons of war off our streets. Y'all know what weapons of war are, right? It's going to be anything that looks scary. Black guns, black scary guns. Okay. It goes on to say, the bans on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines that Biden, along with Senator Feinstein, secured in 1994, and y'all, this is the Clinton gun ban, reduced the lethality of mass shootings. But in order to secure the passage of, because when I pause like that is because that's not true. It says, but in order to secure the passage of the bans, they had to agree to a 10-year sunset provision. And y'all remember that during the Bush administration, when the sunset came, they did not extend it. I worked at gun stores during the Clinton ban. And let me tell you, that was nothing but show. It was, do you realize during 1994, which Biden is bragging about, this gun ban of 1994, you know things that were banned? Flash suppressors. You know what a flash suppressor is? I know there's a lot of y'all know what it is. They were banned. In other words, to hide the fire coming out of the end of the barrel somewhat. Also, what was banned? Y'all ready? Bayonet mounts. Say it with me. Yeah, y'all like Civil War, World War One, bayonet mounts. No bayonets. You couldn't have a mount on the end of a semi-automatic rifle that would hold a bayonet. Because, what? I'm not... There's not a lot of fixed bayonet action going on in crime out there. But that was in the band. I worked through this in the 90s. But it says here that the ban they had in 1994 reduced the lethality of mass shootings. So let me not even give you my opinion. Let me get you what the FBI crime stats had showed here in several documents. I can put those up on my Twitter feed. That said, this ban in 1994 had no discernible effect on gun violence numbers in the United States. No change to before or after from 94. Even the federal report showed that the so-called assault rifles were rarely used in crimes before the 94 ban or after. Okay, that's my, as we go through what's on this over at the Joe Biden page, and we can link it up too. It says, then on to another thing they want to do, ban the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Okay, so they're going to ban assault weapons, ban manufacturing. Goes on to say, federal law prevents hunters. Now, here we go. If you've listened to me over the decade, you know that my interest most times in a firearm is for hunting or sporting activities. But the Second Amendment is not about hunting. It is not. But the Democrats and gun control advocates will always go back to that. But let me read. In their words, they say, federal law prevents hunters from hunting migratory game birds with more than three shells in their shotgun. That means our federal law does more to protect ducks than children. Okay, this tome has been rolled out over the decades, and it's poppycock. Now, the reason you have, and let me point out to the Biden administration or anybody up there that figured they found one thing here they can act like they're down home with this. Only with migratory birds do you have a three-shell restriction. So if you're hunting doves or you're hunting ducks, you have a three-shell restriction. They call it bullets here. They're not bullets. They're shells. You have a three-shell restriction when you're hunting migratory birds, ducks or doves, snipe, rails. If you're hunting quail, you don't. If you're hunting turkeys, you don't. It is to do with the migratory. It has nothing to do with the firearm. It has to do with the fact that back in, it's like 1918 when they passed the Migratory Bird Act, people were market hunting and killing the snot out of birds for not just meat, but for ladies' feather-plumed hats and any kind of decoration out there, and they were crashing the numbers. You had a market-driven hunting going on. So they put this in there to reduce the killing of those birds, to protect species. Has nothing. So for them to use this in here as some kind of leverage about, well, if you reduce the capacity of a magazine for hunting migratory birds to three, then why would you have to have a high-capacity magazine for what they call an assault rifle, I would call a modern sporting rifle. It's crap here. This is rolled out, and this is fixing to be the next president of the United States. Now, do I think if the Senate is secured, this gets passed? No, it doesn't. But I just want to know, tell you what they're asking about here. Now, here's where you get ready. Sit down, y'all. It says, then on to next point, regulate possession of existing assault weapons under the National Firearms Act. Regulate possession of existing assault weapons. So this has nothing to do with manufacture, sale. This is guns y'all already got. And the National Firearms Act, a lot of us talk about NFA. So this is NFA. This is NFA is very specific in what it deals with. And the NFA is what, okay, if you want to have, if you had a suppressor, right, that I think they probably call silencers here, but if you have a suppressor, in other words, it makes a rifle or a handgun quieter. Doesn't make it silent, makes it quieter. If you want a suppressor, if you want to have SBRs, short-barreled rifles, if you want to have a full auto, these things come under what's called a tax stamp in the NFA. You have to go and register either an entity or an individual, and they register. They actually register what of these things you have, how many, what the serial number is, all that, and it's listed, okay? So that is how people say, well, nobody can own a fully auto rifle in the country. Well, there are ways you can do it, and same thing for suppressors that a lot more people are getting into out there. Okay, it says here that as president, Biden will pursue legislation to regulate possession of existing assault weapons, their words here, y'all, under the National Firearms Act. So let me put it in language that folks that are enthusiasts or at least knowledgeable about modern sporting rifles out there. This idea, y'all, is to move the rules surrounding, right now, suppressors, short-barreled rifles, fully auto weapons, to encompass the world of semi-automatic rifles. they're saying that, and this is where the $200 tax thing that's bouncing all over Facebook that people have been talking about, this is what it is. So, for example, if you're buying, you pay tax stamp on, if you bought those things I listed before, right, the SBR, full auto, and suppressor. Well, now, retroactively, the Biden administration would want you to tell them how many semi-automatic rifles you have and then pay the tax on them. Actually, they go on to say, that AR platform, whatever semi-automatic rifle you have, you would have to report to the government, list it, and then pay the tax on it, like it was a full auto. That's what they're... Let me point out that on the low end, I don't know, somebody may have... I would guess the number of modern sporting rifles in this country between 10 and 20 million right now, just off the top of my head. Obviously, you could look at what the tax grab would be for the federal government, but how are they going to institute that? How are they going to go through that? Well, this is what they offer further down on Biden's website, that the federal government would buy back the, their words, not mine, assault weapons and high-capacity magazines already in our community. Biden will institute a program to buy back weapons of war currently on our streets. All right, we'll be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along, and we'll be getting your text here and phone calls at 343-0106. Just a little bit more I want to run through in this. Hey, this segment of the show brought to you by Omaha Steaks. We're an Omaha Steaks family and have been for a long time. Receivers and givers of Omaha Steaks. And I told y'all this the other day, that the one text I got from the family while I was out on vacation was not to say, the teenager made honor roll, this happened, the dogs did this, oh, we love you, Daddy. Now, it was, hey, the Omaha Steaks have arrived. That was the text I got. That's how big a deal it is in our household, and let it be the same for you. Hey, if this 2020 holiday season feels like it's been a long time coming, then make it worth the wait and send the perfect gift. Send yourself something special and bring families together for a delicious Omaha Steaks holiday feast. All right, here's how it works. Now, first thing I want you to do is go to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com, and in the search bar there, use my code, which is my first name, Sean, S-E-A-N. Put that in the search bar. Look at Sean. Go to omahasteaks.com, put in Sean, and see what I'm talking about. The deluxe griller's assortment includes perfectly aged top sirloin steaks, incredible meats, amazing sides, and those infamous Omaha Steaks desserts like the caramel apple tartlet that are so fantastic. Right now, you can get this mouthwatering package. Plus, they're going to throw in four free burgers and a free digital meat thermometer, an exclusive price only available to y'all. They go to omahasteaks.com and put my code Sean in the search bar. So, omahasteaks.com, enter code Sean, S-E-A-N, in the search bar, and get the extra burgers plus the extra gift of the digital meat thermometer. And remember, Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's a guaranteed fantastic gift and a safe way to enjoy the holiday season. And don't forget, when you order the Deluxe Griller's Assortment, you're going to get those free Omaha Steak burgers. So you can check those out when you go online, omahasteaks.com. Make sure to type in my code Sean, S-E-A-N, in the search bar to shop the best gourmet gifts of the season. And check them out today or maybe over the weekend. Get those things ordered early. All right. And get back into a discussion here of this is all from the website of President-elect Joe Biden. And this all comes from the thing that was floating around Facebook, and then people were asking me yesterday, Sean, they want to tax our guns, $200 a gun, okay? And that is where they're trying to expand what would fall under the NFA. In other words, they're trying to make semi-automatic rifles the same as fully autos or short barrel rifles, SBRs. Okay, so this is the part where they said part of the Biden plan to buy back the assault, and this is coming from their website, y'all. Not buy back the assault weapons. Now, y'all know how I am about that. I mean, where do you... Assault weapons is a perfect political term, by the way. Perfect political term. Because it can be whatever you want it to be. It's like saying drivable cars. So it says, buy back assault weapons and high-capacity magazines already in our community. Biden will also institute a program to buy back weapons of war currently on our streets. This will give individuals who now possess assault weapons or high-capacity magazines two options. Okay, y'all listen. You can sell your weapons to the government, or register them under the National Firearms Act, NFA. Just a little aside here. Do y'all remember when President Trump capitulated, or actually didn't capitulate? He pushed for the ban on bump stocks. And everybody said, well, that's fine. No reasonable people need a bump stock. And I said, well, I said, they said, well, because it makes a gun fully auto. I said, really, there's other ways to do just that. But everybody cheered for that. Well, here you get more of that, y'all. So, once again, the program, if they get their druthers, would be to buy back. You would have to say, okay, I have X number of guns that they call assault weapons. I can sell them and the high-capacity magazines to the government, or I can register them under the National Firearms Act. That means serial number, your name, and pay up. Next part of the Biden plan, to reduce the stockpiling of weapons, okay, which is going on right now, right? By the way, Biden administration will be maybe even better than the Obama administration for gun sales. Nothing much happened during the Obama administration other than the fact that a lot of guns were sold and ammunition, which, by the way, you can't find ammo anywhere right now. Okay. Said reduce stockpiling of weapons. In order to reduce the stockpiling of weapons, y'all, Biden supports legislation restricting the number of firearms an individual may purchase to one per month. Y'all hearing this? So if this goes through, after you list your guns or sell them back to the government, if you want to buy other guns, you're going to buy that, you know, beautiful semi-auto shotgun, God forbid. You're gonna buy a pump. You buy a over-under, side-by-side, whatever. You can only buy one a month. Now, if you and your child have a chance to go somewhere together and maybe go shoot sporting clays or skeet or trap, something like that, you can't buy two in a month. You're only allowed under the Biden plan to buy. And y'all, this is not from, you know how I am about making sure stuff is truthful and right. This is from Biden's website. This is not from some kind of, you know, side blog out there somewhere. So they would reduce. So you could buy no more than 12 firearms in a year under his plan. So there's just a few of the things. There's a lot more. One thing they talked about I thought was interesting. They said also you would be, if you were convicted of a misdemeanor hate crime, which I don't know. To me, if you hate crime, is a felony, but a misdemeanor, so maybe threatening or something like that, something that didn't rise to the level of a felony, you would then be prohibited from purchasing a firearm. Then it says in here, let me just point out, so if somebody reads this and is ignorant to this stuff, you know what's true. It said, end the online sale of firearms and ammunition. Biden will enact legislation to prohibit all online sales of firearm ammunition. Okay. You can buy guns all day online. You cannot take receipt of those guns all day. If you go online, you go to a gun broker or something like that, and you find that perfect 410 shotgun for the kids or whatever, it still has to be sent to somebody with a FFL, a federal firearms license. Then you go to that place in your town and you clear the check. You still have to do a NICS check. There's no, this idea that Democrats are constantly talking about that they're just people are just ordering guns. I'm going online. Let me get on my phone here and I'm just going to order some guns and they'll be at the house. Amazon will drop them off this evening. That's poppycock. It doesn't happen. That's not true. Now, there's pages and pages more of this, but I wanted to make sure that y'all had some sense of what's out there. You go to, if you just even just Google Joe Biden gun tax. Now, I will say this. What is reality here? I could stop right there and be like most people that do this job across the country, but I won't. In reality, with Republicans holding the Senate, if that goes down the way it should in Georgia, this won't pass. But to hear, you know, Biden trying to talk like he's like a everyday guy when it comes, you know, I'm just kind of a moderate everyday guy. If you want to get in a discussion of background checks and all, I think there's room, and there has been room in the past, not when you see this, to talk about, I want to make sure people that are evil or somebody that's mentally ill is kept away from firearms, just as much as a staunchest gun control advocate. But if you look at this, the idea of telling the government what guns you have, either selling them or registering them and paying for them, that's number one. Or the plan to limit the federal government telling you how many guns you can buy a month. One, 12 in a year. Really? All right. We'll get your calls when we get back here and text right here. It's Midday Mobile. We are live at Good Morning Mattress, corner of Hillcrest and Airport. Come on by. Grab yourself a FM Talk 106.5 hugger. I think I got all the colors of the rainbow right here, so grab one. All right. Be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, and it is Midday Mobile on this Friday. Also a good time to check in with my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. Hey, Larry.
Good afternoon. How are you, Sean?
I'm good, man. It's a Friday, and tempting here. You've teased me. You said you got three vehicles you want to talk about with us specifically today. What you got?
Yeah, we just highlighted them. We just got in a 2014 Ford F-150 Crew Cab FX4. 5.0 four-wheel drive with everything you could put on, sunroof, leather, the whole package. Then we got a 2014 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited sport package, hardtop, automatic, I could say four-wheel drive with a lot of extras. And I saved the best for last. We just got in a 2013 Toyota Tacoma TRD package, four-wheel drive, V6, double cab.
Very nice. All right, let's talk about the other part to the formula that makes it great at LCM, financing.
Finance is great. The credit unions are really great on rates. We're getting a lot of vehicles financed under 3%, so we've got all different kind of options.
All right, so let's do this. We got to come see you, sit down, walk around, look at those vehicles and the whole selection and talk financing. How do we find you?
Come see us at the corner of Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0060.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
All right. Larry checking in from LCM. And, we are live right here at Good Morning Mattress, Hillcrest and Airport. And so many texts coming in. Of course, what they said in the Bible about the prodigal son is so true. So true. So let me go to the, let's see here. Brett says, why am I surprised? This is the person that we all wanted in office. Okay, Brett. Rick, oh my, only 12 guns a year? Somehow I've gotten by with one purchase in 20 years. Rick, that's the problem in the world. You're assuming what you want is what everybody else wants. You know, Rick, you probably want to buy a large amount of wind chimes and strawberry shortcake dolls every year. I don't, but I don't want to limit your right to do that. Just because I don't want the My Little Pony collection and the rainbow wind chimes doesn't mean I want to limit your ability to buy those, Rick. A lot more text, but let's go to the phones at 343-0106, 343-0106, and David in Mobile up first.
Sean, don't knock the My Little Pony collection.
Some of the things, some of those items are, you can go to eBay, you're going to make some big money on that. So, yes, I'm sorry.
Listen, even if the Democrats end up stealing the Georgia Senate seats like they stole the presidential election, the Supreme Court with Amy Coney Barrett and the other five conservative justices are probably going to strike a majority of that down. A vast majority of it. So, I mean, that's why President Trump
was elected
to put a conservative court in place. And, you know, they'll try, but they'll probably fail.
Right. No, and I said that, too. I said, you know, I could be like, you know, other talk shows in the world that would just leave it there and act like it was going to happen. There's bulwarks to keep it from happening. But it is worth noting that the level that this goes to. Now, I know I'll get flack from my fellow Second Amendment folks, and I have got it on the text line when I talk about mental health issues. That's one of the places that I may buck the orthodoxy, and if there are ways you can show me that we're going to do better at keeping firearms away from mentally ill people or just evil people, we'll keep it away from them. And I'm going to, and at that point, I may lose points with the orthodoxy of the Second Amendment. But when we go down to something that you're going to retroactive, this is, and you're right, they're not passing this, but this is what they want, that they would believe in a world where they could go retroactively, just like as I threw my fit about bump stocks, and even President Trump was all fine with that, and everything was good, and everybody was mum on it, and I said back then, if Obama would have been doing this, y'all would have lost your minds, but you didn't, because President Trump did. Idea of retroactively saying something you have in your home has now changed, it is now illegal, or it's now regulated, and you need to tell the government you have it, and either sell it to the government back, or it's, or you're now a felon in possession, or you know you have to pay a tax on it. That is a that is a big government level that I just that people want that. That doesn't sound like people saying let's work through this and figure out how to make life better for Americans. This sounds like I want a bigger control of every American's life.
I completely agree with you, and this is why every Alabama Republican politician and elected official that has extra campaign money left over needs to send that money to Georgia, and every conservative Republican grassroots organization in Alabama needs to be making plans now to go to Georgia in January to make sure that the Democrats don't steal those Senate seats.
Well said. David, thanks for the call. Opens up a line at 343-0106, 343-0106. So Grant says, Sean, we have current gun laws about criminals and firearms. Well, turn on the news every night in Mobile. Hell, look at Chicago. So in there, if you look through it, I don't know how many pages in, they do address, which I thought was good, they do address in the Biden plan dealing with, but it's on down in the, this idea that the gun violence in our country is all surrounding modern sporting rifles is inaccurate. And they do go in here and say something to the effect of, okay, after talking about an online harassment task force, they do get into, like, basically what I'll call handgun violence in cities, but it's more like, I can't find it right now, but it's something to the effect of More study on that. And then they get into smart guns, which is a whole other discussion of smart guns. There it is. Tackle urban gun violence with targeted evidence-based community interventions. What do you tell parents of children that have been shot because gangs shooting it out that we're going to look at evidence-based community interventions? Really? And it's like in page 12 of this. Unbelievable. So I just, some of the things to me that are, that really stand out. And I know Rick took umbrage with me on this limiting the number. Rick, if the firearms, he didn't say a classification of firearm even. That the government would tell you how many of those legal things you could buy in a month. One. You would tell people they could only buy one. Maybe we move that to the First Amendment, and you can only have one unpopular, one unpopular thing a month. We're going to limit First Amendment. So you still have First Amendment right, but when you go say that unpopular thing on social media or down at the donut shop or on FM Talk 106.5, well, that counts as your one a month. You still have First Amendment rights, but you used it up. Remember, early November, you said something, so you can't say anything else till December. This is bigger than even specifically the guy. And once again, I'm not saying that this is fixing to happen, because if Republicans keep control of the Senate, and like David pointed out, if it goes the whole way, but David, something has to happen to limit our Second Amendment rights for it to make it to the Supreme Court. So in the meantime, something would have happened. So, yes, there are checks and balances, still a few left, even though there's a Gallup study came out back in October. And I think we did it on the show one day and nobody really paid attention to it, but I'll bring it back up maybe next week. But Gallup did a study, I think it was 40, 41, 43%, something like that, of Americans wanted to have one-party control of government. And I know for a lot of people that are, you know, if you're fully into being left or fully into being right and think there's, you know, that's the only answer, then maybe for you that's good. I think there's a lot of us out there that like the idea of a check and balance. And we're seeing the reasons for it now. All right. Joshua, you're right. I didn't include Rainbow Bright in the Strawberry Shortcake in My Little Pony discussion. I'm sorry. Yeah, and Tim says, you know, the tax is not going to keep any criminal from... Yes, exactly. Yeah, they're not, in other words, having some additional tax on... And think about this. Having registration and tax, this retroactive idea. Let's go back and take any kind of firearm you have and or modern sporting rifle you have, report it to the government, either surrender it by selling it to the government or paying the tax per gun and listing it. How's that going to keep bad guys and evil people from doing what they do? And get a chance here maybe during the break. I'll put the link up. But if you just go, if you'll Google Joe Biden gun tax, it'll take you to Joe Biden's site. You can read through this stuff. All right, coming right back, Chris Blankenship's going to join us. Lots to do. Hour number two of Midday Mobile. We are live at Good Morning Mattress.